Well, hey everybody, welcome to episode 285 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Their integrity guides their focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. They pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Their network of resources allows them to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. We're going to talk a lot of girls wrestling today, but right now my first guest is a realtor for LPT Realty, and she has been on the podcast numerous times. She is Rhonda Dix. Rhonda, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me this morning.
Hey, you bet. Are you getting ready for the holidays?
I am, slowly but surely, but here we go.
No choice, right? Well, I know there's been a lot of things going on in the real estate market. I mean, how are things going right now? You pretty busy?
It's not too bad. I mean, it's going well. I know there's a little bit of pause naturally for people that are now focused on the holidays. Sometimes people would like to think about putting their monies toward gifts and, you know, decorating and not being inconvenienced by showings. But at the same time, there's some serious buyers out there. So yeah, I've had some great activity.
Well, before we talk about the real estate market in a little more depth, we can talk a little football. I know you're getting ready for a big game on Friday night. You got your Husker tag on, right?
I got my Husker tag on, yes. I'm looking forward to the Iowa Nebraska game, but my roots are deep for the Huskers, so regardless, I will be cheering for them.
Well, I see they've already qualified for a bowl game, so.
Well, that's finally happening after, 2016, I think, was our last visit, so long overdue there.
What do you feel good about that game or not?
The game coming up?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's been some glimmers of hope. I mean, we started out the season very strong, and then, like I said, we've, you know, stumbled a little bit too, but we've got a very young quarterback, but excited to see what he's got to do. And I think the Hawkeyes, same, you know, they've gotten stronger as the season's gone too. So I think it could be an even match game.
Well, I'm going to be going to the Iowa State game on Saturday night, and fortunately I'm going to be in the press box. It's going to be a little chilly, so I'm happy about that, but that's going to be a big game for Iowa State as well.
Excited for them too. I'm an alumni for Iowa State, so go Clones.
All right. Well, you got any big plans for Thanksgiving?
No, pretty low-key. Our family just came off a big wedding about a month ago, and we're celebrating news of a baby, too, that'll be coming in late summer. So just appreciative of my health this year. I've, you know, gone through a breast cancer journey. So sitting back and just, you know, being thankful for a lot of things.
For sure. Yep. Nope. I understand that. Well, let's talk about real estate now. And I saw an article on CNN last week that I wanted to ask you about. And I couldn't read it because I didn't have a subscription, but the headline caught my eye because it said something about bad news for anyone looking to buy a house in the next 2 years. I mean, do you have any idea what they might have been referring to?
No, not really. I mean, other than I think you and I talked a little bit about, you know, with new administration coming into play in the new year, you know, there's been proposals about some tariffs on construction products. So we might see some of that, but it's just really important. We really need first-time homebuyers entering the marketplace. And right now, why those of us are enjoying, you know, the warmth and security of home ownership, not everybody has that luxury. We need affordable housing, and we also need to build for sustainability too. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how things play out.
Well, yeah, I know my wife and I, we were concerned about the tariffs as well as far as buying a new car. We just bought a new car yesterday. We're not looking for a new home just yet, but we'll see how that goes. But do you have like any specific properties you want to talk about or maybe not right now?
Well, you know, MJ, right now we are enjoying that. We do have some ready to go market homes available. We've got actually five of them, four ranches, and we've got a two-story that we just added a few weeks ago that just finished up, anywhere ranging from 529 to 579. But one that I really like out there right now, address is 2805 Northwest Linwood Court here in Ankeny. Has 12-foot ceilings, and it's just begging for a beautiful Christmas tree in there. So again, we'd love to get you in so you can enjoy further holidays down the road in one of our quality construction homes.
Oh yeah, some of those houses have the high ceilings for the big Christmas trees. We got one. My wife wants to put it up again, and I'm debating whether I want to do that or not, but it takes a lot of work.
It does. It does. I haven't even put a tree up yet myself. I've started wrapping packages and things like that, but like I said, I'm not usually home during the holidays, so I don't usually deck out everything.
Well, hey, Rhonda, if anybody's interested in looking at any of those properties, what's the best way for them to get hold of you?
Well, you can reach out to me at Rhonda@RhondaDixRealEstate.com or reach me on my cell phone. That number, 515-975-3735.
All right. Well, thanks again for coming in today. I appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you again soon.
Same to you. Thanks, Dan.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa is also a sponsor of the podcast. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. All right, well, my next guest is in his third season as the head coach of the Ankeny Girls Wrestling Program. His team was fourth in the preseason rankings and is off to a 3-0 start. He is Dustin Rowland. Coach, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Hey, Dan. How you doing? Thanks for having us.
I'm doing good. Well, congratulations on a solid start to the season. Your team opened things up last Tuesday by defeating all three of your opponents at the Ankeny Quadrangular. The highlight of the night was a 49-30 victory over number 4 Waverly Shell Rock that provided you with your 100th career win. You obviously were going to reach that milestone early in the season, but to do it against a team like Waverly, you know, it had to make it even more special, huh?
Yeah, I mean, those are great things. Obviously, you know, I don't do it for that, but, you know, I kind of give my wife a little bit of a hard time about making a deal of it, but then I realize there's a lot more people involved that support me that are proud of it, and it's for everybody. So obviously you don't win 100 matches without wrestlers and your family and all that support, so it's really, really recognizable for everybody. So
well, your team had 12 pins on the night. Five of them came in a 59-18 win over SWAT in your season opener. Junior Nora Bacchus had three of the falls at 115 pounds to lead the way. And you told me afterwards that getting those pins, you know, that's really the key to winning those dual meets, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, anytime, I mean, look at that, you know, any major close duel across the country, high school, college, middle school, I don't know, whenever they have those, like, comes down to bonus points, right? A lot of times teams are pretty even on matches won, and whoever can find a way to end the match early through tech fall or a pin, I mean, that's going to be the difference in the duel. So like I said to you the other day, first program that can figure out how to not give up pins every time they lose, it's going to have the head up on everybody else.
Well, three of your girls had a pair of pins that night, including top-ranked Haley McGrew at 155. She won a showdown against number 3, Amelia Jamisi of Waverly Shell Rock after she got her first pin in just 29 seconds. You know, that was a pretty impressive start for her, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a good test for everybody to go out and wrestle some girls at that level right first night out, you know, see where you're at, nice measuring stick. Obviously nobody cares where you're at first night, care where you're at the end, but it's a nice way to start. That girl from Waverly Shell Rock's a stud. I mean, she's going to be really, really good by the time it's said and done. So obviously the younger sister of Kiara DeMessi, who's wrestling at Iowa. You know, we watched her wrestle all spring and summer and is excited to see how that match went. Tight match in the first period, and, you know, Haley's good on top, and she did her thing and, you know, was able to come away with the fall. But that's a match that we're going to have to keep an eye on and make sure that we're keep improving. Right now Haley's got some just some physical things she's dealing with from some stuff wrestling in the spring and summer. We're trying to get healed up. She was pretty sore and tender after the night, so we, you know, took a week off, and she's just working on getting back and being healthy for us.
Well, then Sophia Romesberg was another wrestler who had two pins at 170, and she was one of the newcomers to the lineup. You know, you had to be really excited about the performance of the freshman.
Yeah, obviously, we talked about that too. We got a, you know, handful of freshmen lineup, not only Sophia but Jamie. Both of them had great nights. Sophia's just kind of a brawler. She goes out there and she lets it fly, and, you know, some young people go out there and be timid and shy, and that's not the case with her. We'd almost like to kind of rein her in a little bit, but, you know, she's going to be an exciting one to watch all for, you know, who knows what happens with the co-ops. Ideally, the goal is for Bondurant to have their own program at some point in time, but for as long as we have her and she's a part of our Ankeny Girls Wrestling Club, team, she's going to be fun to watch and exciting. So future's bright for that young lady.
Well, then on Saturday you guys traveled to Nevada for the Central Iowa kickoff, and despite having 4 open weights, you guys placed 3rd among 33 squads with 209.5 points. Now, before I ask you about the performance of some of your girls, I wanted to ask you about the two conference rivals that did finish ahead of you. Raccoon River Northwest won the tournament with 295 points, and Southeast Polk was 2nd with 260.5. Now, are those two teams that could potentially contend for a state championship, or is it maybe too early to tell?
Yeah, I mean, I think all four of us are, you know, the three of us, obviously there's Cedar Falls, who's ranked number 1, and they're really, really good. But obviously, as you know, you've been doing this long enough, you don't win it on paper.
Right.
You know, that's why we go out and compete. So as long as we're breathing and they're breathing, we got a chance. And so we're excited about that. But obviously, you know, you got Southeast Polk, who's Girls are, you know, they got a couple transfers in, and you know, they're looking to be very competitive this year, obviously, and they are. Obviously, Raccoon River, I mean, hats off to them. I mean, they had probably about 20 some girls like at every offseason freestyle meet. I think they sent 10 or 11 girls to Fargo. So they're just a product of putting time in the offseason. A lot of those girls are only wrestlers, you know, and so they're doing things the right way. And obviously they were competitive with us last year and have been for the last couple of years. We've been fortunate enough to kind of just barely come out on top in those situations, with the exception of the state tournaments, obviously, the last couple of years. But it's just fun. It's fun competition. You know, I've already, you know, gone through up and down the lineups for our duels, and those are going to be some pretty exciting, fun duels when we, on January 7th against Raccoon River, and then back up a couple days, it's January 2nd against Southeast Polk. So those, mark your calendars, because those are going to be great nights.
Well, your team captured a pair of individual titles up there at Nevada. One of them came at 140 pounds, where your top-ranked sophomore, Hayden Bratlin, recorded four consecutive falls, all of them in the first period. In the finals, she pinned number two, Cadence Bouchon of Nevada, in 1 minute, 43 seconds, and that was a rematch of last year's third-place match. So Hayden is now 8-0 on the season, and she's only had to wrestle the full 6 minutes one time. You know, she looks really good, doesn't she?
Yeah, I mean, she's special. She's a special wrestler. Obviously, she's honed her craft for many years and put a lot of work in. I mean, I believe she's been wrestling pretty much her, you know, since early elementary. She comes from a wrestling family. Uncles, dad were wrestlers, and, you know, from Humboldt. And she just gets it, you know. And one thing that with her, you know, the first night out, first time down to weight, probably didn't wrestle her best match against McKenna Miller or Waverly Shellrock, but still was able to secure a takedown late. And with the 3-point takedown, it can really make those matches look a little bit different than they have in the past. And then the other thing, when she wrestled against the Nevada girl in the finals on Saturday, that's the top two girls at her weight. She's number one. Cadence Bouchon was number two at 135, but she'll move up to 140 in the next rankings and be ranked number two. And then you got McKenna Miller at number three. That's a pretty solid first week out, not being, you know, top form yet, taking out number two and number three at your own weight when you're number one. So it's got to keep that rolling and make sure she stays focused, if you will, and future's bright for her.
You also got a championship from Trudy Haig, who is one of the young ladies sitting here with us today. She won her first three matches by fall at 120 before recording a 15-0 technical fall over Cadence Kinsey of Atlantic in the finals. Now, I know she was ranked 10th in the preseason, but you told me that she beat the number five girl that day, so she might be a little underranked, huh?
Yeah, that'll change next week when rankings come out, but you know, the best girl she beat would have been that Natalie Keller of Raccoon River, who was actually, I believe, was ranked third potentially, maybe fourth. And, you know, that's a match. You know, Trudy's just kind of a warrior where she'll let a lot of girls hang around. Then when it gets deep in the match, her motor keeps going, and she just kind of, you know, runs away from it at the end. It's funny because Coach Taren was with our a second group of girls at a varsity tournament at Urbandale that day, and he was on his way up, and he was trying to follow the match. He's like, man, we're going to the third period. And he said to me, he goes, I felt pretty good. Yeah. Because nobody beats Trudy in the third period. Sure enough, Trudy got a couple takedowns and took her down to her back and pinned the number four girl in the state. So, again, that was a solid performance, and then just was dominating in her finals match, probably against a, you know, young lady that's solid, but, you know, I don't think at the level of Natalie Keller, and that's just the way the brackets turned out. But she was able to secure a tech fall and bring home a championship, and those are fun days.
The other young lady sitting here with us today is Elise Engebretson, and she also reached the finals at 125 before she dropped the 10-5 decision to Addie Nelson of Southeast Polk. And we'll talk more about that match in a few minutes here with Elise. But like you told me afterwards, she's probably going to get a few more cracks at that girl this season, isn't she?
Yeah. You know, a little miscommunication between the two of us, so I take full responsibility for that. Just made kind of one mistake there at the end of the second period that cost us 6 points, I think. And then we lose by five. So, you know, we're kind of in the driver's seat there. We get taken down, we're riding her out. You know, maybe just get a little bit too, I don't want to use, just too far ahead of ourselves, and, you know, kind of made a mistake. And that's what happens. I mean, that's the sport, especially when you're talking about two girls wrestling at the level, which is the highest level we have right now in Iowa high school wrestling. You got, you know, highly ranked girls going at it, battling, and It's just fun wrestling, and you know, the thing we got to learn, and this is life, right? I mean, you make those one mistakes and it can really set you back. You know, we got to find a way to wrestle 6 minutes solid, not just Elise, but you know, everybody. We have a number of girls that will be winning in matches, or some, they fall off the top, their hips come down, we go to our back, and then the match is over just like that. And you know, it's hard to recover from those things. But, you know, I think the thing with Lise, and I told her in the past, when we go to our back or we fall off, I mean, that's it. That's it. The match was over. She was able to get off her back, end the period, come back, and still continue to compete in that match. So that's something to take away from as a positive, you know, because we're just, you know, Lise, she's a stud, but she's only 2 years, you know. She'll get 2 years experience, just starting her third year. And she's made leaps and gains, and we're super excited about her and her leadership on our program. And you know, she'll be a tough one at the end of the season. I'll probably make my eyes water when I talk about her, and she goes on to wrestle probably somewhere, and we will wish her the best at that point in time. She's a huge part of our program.
Well, your team had six other top six finishers on Saturday, including Jamie Craw, who placed third at 145, and you told me that she beat two ranked kids and nearly beat a third, and that was kind of a coming out party for her, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Jamie's put a lot of time in the offseason this spring and summer, hasn't hardly missed anything, went to every single competition, wrestled in Fargo. Jamie is kind of a unique personality where she just brings everybody up around her. She is just the happiest, you know, go-lucky type of person that just brings everybody up. And, you know, that kind of sometimes gets miscommunicate a little bit on the mat, that maybe she's not as intense as she should be, but she wins, you know, and she's happy and having fun doing it. And you know, she was talking about some things the other day with me, and I'm like, be you, don't change you, you know, you go out there, you do your thing. If you win, you win, you're excited. If you lose, you lose. You go hug five people, and the world is good, and the sun's coming up, and we're all healthy, and that's what life's about. So we love having her around. She brings a, you know, an energy level to our room and an excitement that I don't know is matched by anybody else. So
yeah, you can certainly see that. Well, then a couple of your other girls, Lauren Watson at 105 and Nora Bacchus at 115, each placed fourth at their respective weights. And both of those kids were in some really tough brackets, weren't they?
Yeah, those were definitely tough brackets. Watson, I think there were six or seven state qualifiers in that bracket. She was like the sixth seed. Obviously finished fourth. Her offensive output has been much improved from this year. What I mean by that is just her willingness to take attacks, you know, to take a shot. And that's, I think, going to be really beneficial as we get going throughout the year for her. She's put a lot of time in. She went to a club this summer, kind of took some time off during cross country there at the beginning of the season, so it was kind of getting back into the swing of things. But she's going to have one heck of a season, just to follow up her freshman campaign from last year. And then the other one you asked about was Nora. And Nora just missed the first week because of volleyball, obviously being on a very competitive, great Centennial volleyball team. And then, you know, I'm not making excuses, and she wouldn't want that, and been sick. You know, thing came in the second week and has been sick. She's got some ear infection stuff going on. And so she was able just to battle through. I mean, she wrestled some tough girls. I mean, tough girls that there's no doubt in my mind the next time we compete against them, those matches can be turned around. Just getting a little bit better shape. You know, I think a confidence was an issue there too, right? Like we're just new. We've been only back a week. We're sick. We're wrestling tough girls. I mean, the next time around, we're going to be feeling a lot better and being in a lot better headspace. And, you know, I'm excited to turn those matches around.
Well, let's look ahead a little bit now. You guys do have a little time off right now before heading to the Dan Gable Donnybrook next Thursday and Friday at Coralville. What are you guys going to be focusing on in practice, you know, this week and next?
So right now, I mean, our focus has just been clearing ties, just trying to, you know, defensively, you know, obviously fight off shots. But, I mean, we're pretty basic. There's not a whole lot of, you know, tricks and whatever to our philosophy. But right now, I think one of our biggest things is we're trying to shoot through ties. We're not getting control of ties. So that's been kind of our focus the last couple of days. Today we haven't done much live wrestling. So today we did a lot of live wrestling this morning. Wrestled a couple matches, wrestled some shark bait, you know, putting girls in groups, sending someone out there for a minute, for 5 minutes, and people just rotating on them. So that was really good to see all the sweat and the flushing of the face and skin. And we haven't seen that yet this year. So that was fun. Hopefully they survive that. We don't come back Saturday morning with too many injuries. So that, you know, our focus is just to keep getting better, you know.
Well, I'm sure you feel like this tournament will be a good preview of the state tournament, which will be held in the same building almost 2 months to the day afterwards. Now, after placing 40th in the state tournament in your first season, and that you guys improved to a 7th place finish last year, and you told me before the season that the team's goal is to capture a trophy this year, and from what you've seen thus far, you know, do you like your team's chances to do just that?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. There's no reason, like I said, we talked about it being this podcast, there's no reason we can't come home with a gold medal, you know, a gold trophy. But obviously, you know, those things don't happen by accident. There's a number of things that have to go on your way. Other teams have to help you out. We have to be wrestling well, you know, depending on what other teams are. But I think a goal of bringing home the first girls trophy in Ankeny girls wrestling would be pretty cool, whether it's 1, 2, or 3. I don't know if they give out 4 or not, but I'd rather have 1, 2, or 3 than 4. And so, you know, again, you mentioned going to the Donnybrook. I mean, that's the reason we go there, is because it's at the same location, the state tournament. We get to the state tournament, girls like, oh, I've wrestled here before. It's just like the Donnybrook. It's not, kind of help alleviate some of those nerves when we get there. I don't know if it works or not, but it seems like it should work. So that's why we do it.
Well, of course, you got to stay healthy, too. You talked about, you know, Haley's issues, and you want all your top kids to be healthy going into state, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of, you know, age-old thing. We've talked a little bit about this with our girls this week. I mean, we've been pretty slow early going, and I think that's okay. I mean, really, I take have a lot of connections with coaches around the state, club coaches, high school coaches, and the days of going in and battling out for 2.5 and 3 hours every single day for 3 months is kind of gone, you know. Obviously, if you look at the advancement of, you know, the technology of sports medicine and everything, you know, things are just different. People train different than they used to, but sometimes I think people in the wrestling world, they get that old school mindset that I got to go in and I got to bang it out as hard as I can, and you know, and then we're injured by the end of the year, and girls are tired and want the season to be over. We want girls to still be hungry and excited to go out there, compete, and feeling fresh at that point in time. And whether it works or not, I don't know, but that's what I think is the right way to do it. So
all right, Coach. Well, thanks a lot for coming in today. I appreciate it, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thanks for having us, Dan. Appreciate you.
You bet. All right, well, my other two guests today are two of the top performers for the Ankeny squad. Sitting in front of me is a senior who is ranked 8th at 125, and she is off to a 7-1 start this season. She is Elise Engebretson. Elise, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for having us on here. It's been good start to the season.
Oh, you bet. One to my right is a junior who is ranked 10th at 130, and she is off to a perfect 7-0 start. She is Trudy Haig. Trudy, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You?
I'm doing good. Well, I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth with you two guys. Now, the two of you both wrestle in the same weight range, so at least do you and Trudy mix it up at practice some of the time? I mean, what do you think has been the key to her success?
Yeah, we actually don't practice all together really at all. Like, we will do matches together when coach puts us together, but yeah, I guess she is tough. She, any person Trudy can wrestle with practice, she'll get stuff done and get better.
Well, Trudy, I'll ask you the same thing. What do you think makes Elise such a good wrestler?
I think it's her determination and the fact that she's been able to do so much and be able to put her heart into it and just keep fighting.
Now, Elise, you had a pair of wins in that season-opening quadrangular, both of them in under 45 seconds. One of them came in the victory over Waverly Shell Rock, so that helped Coach to get his 100th career win. You know, was that pretty cool to be part of his milestone that night?
Absolutely. I love those milestones. I think they're super important. I know he thinks they're that's not the point. Winning's not the point, but it definitely is important. And we all absolutely love him, and it's absolutely amazing to have that under our belt.
And Trudy, you also had a big win in that duel. You got behind early in your match against Julia Stoke, but then you came back and eventually pinned her in 4:52. And like Coach mentioned, it just seems like you can go all day. I mean, it seemed like you wore her down. Do you feel like that's been one of the keys to your success, that you can just wrestle harder for longer periods of time than your opponents?
Yeah, I would say so.
Well, at least you now have 5 falls on the season after getting 3 of your 4 wins on Saturday by pins. We talked with Coach earlier about the importance of getting those pins, especially in the dual meets. You know, is that something that you really focus on? You know, if you take your opponent to the mat, is turning them over and getting them pinned?
Absolutely. I mean, once you've got someone on the mat, like asserting that dominance of knowing that you can turn somebody is really important. And not just finishing a match quicker, but knowing that you can even just score back points and make the match a bigger margin.
And Trudy, you now have 4 pins on the season. You know, do you have like a particular pinning combination that you like to execute, or do most of your falls just kind of happen, you know, during the course of a match?
I feel like most of mine go happen during the course of the fall. I do like the back, arm across the back combinations, but I don't see a lot of those in the matches. But usually I finish with halves, which work pretty well.
We had your first pin on Saturday in just 17 seconds over Braylee Gardner of BCLUWSAH. Boy, that's a lot of letters there. How were you able to pin her so quickly? And do you think that was the fastest pin you've ever had?
No, actually, I got my fastest pin at the same tournament last year. Track says 11, but my dad says 10. But it was... So yeah, it was a fun match. I felt like it was this season I've been working more on getting my shots off volley, and I felt like that was what I accomplished that with that match and be able to take her directly to her back.
Well, you had those three pins on Saturday before you won your last match by a technical fall, and I'm sure you would have liked to get another fall, but that was still a pretty impressive tournament for you. You know, you had to be happy with the way you wrestled.
Yeah, I'm really happy with it.
And Elise, I mentioned earlier that you reached the finals before falling to Addie Nelson of Southeast Polk. Now, had you ever wrestled her before?
I have, actually. I wrestled her last year at the exact same tournament and also lost. She's tough. She definitely challenges me and keeps me on my toes. It's a good opportunity for me to learn every time I wrestle her.
Well, do you think you did learn some things in that match that'll help you maybe reverse the outcome the next time?
Yeah, absolutely. I think next time I see her, I can definitely get a win. Felt like I was in control of that match, but, you know, that one mistake, that it gets you every time.
Well, both of you girls are two-time state qualifiers. Elise, you went 30-7 at 115 as a sophomore before going 33-10 last year at 120. So you've now racked up 70 wins in your Ankeny career. You know, do you feel like you could reach the 100-win milestone later this season? Is that a goal for you?
Yeah, I think it's a goal. I mean, every person wants that 100 wins, but just making sure that I'm working my hardest is, and maybe it'll get there, maybe it won't, but yeah.
And Trudy, you went 27-12 at 115 last year after going 28-12 at 120 as a freshman. So you actually went down a weight in your second season. You're now back at 120. Is that a comfortable weight for you, and do you expect to stay there the rest of the season?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm probably going to stay at 120 this season. And yeah, I'd say it's probably a comfortable weight for me.
Well, since wrestling is a relatively new sport for girls here in Iowa, I wanted to ask both of you how you got started in wrestling and what do you like about it. Now, Lisa, I know you go to North Polk, and didn't you have like an older brother who wrestled? Is that how you got involved with it?
Yeah, I actually have three brothers. I have two older and then a twin brother, and they've all three wrestled. Like, my oldest brother started in first grade, so I was about to be born at that point, and I've been around it my entire life and really loved it. Just never got the opportunity to get into it with limited girls.
Yeah, you didn't have much of a choice, did you?
Not really. I mean, could have, but...
Well, and Trudy, I know you come from a big family over there by Northeast Elementary, so you had a lot of siblings to wrestle with growing up, including your brother Calvin. He also wrestles for Ankeny Centennial. So what do you like about the sport? Do you like the physical nature of it?
I do. I feel like it's just something that me and my brother bond over, which is why I got started in it, is because he was beating me up, and it was one way to figure out to get an advantage against him.
Well, I know you have two younger brothers too, Keith and Grant. You know, do they ever try to challenge you, or do they know better now?
Keith does try, but he still fails against me. But he started wrestling this year, and he's definitely making an impact. He's gonna do some stuff with this season. I'm excited to see as it continues.
Well, you both certainly have a lot of experience now, having wrestled at state twice. Elise, you know, where do you think you've shown the most growth as a wrestler since you first started the sport? Is there an area where you've had to work on, you know, the most to become a more complete wrestler?
I mean, absolutely. My technique, I definitely see watching matches from my first year was not where it could have been. And just that mat time is so important, and focusing in, honing down on what you're doing in every situation, and making things clean, and that's just, yeah, about time.
And Trudy, what about you? You know, where do you think you've improved the most since you first started wrestling?
I'd say finishing my shots and being able to get in more shots and having a variety of shots.
Well, I'm sure the goal for both of you is to not only get back to the state tournament, but to get on the awards podium this time. You know, at least this is your final go-around. Do you feel like you're ready to take that next step?
Yeah, definitely. That has definitely been a goal this year, that even just podium, because the last couple of years just qualifying and coming in with experience, I think that's where I want to be, podium for sure.
And Trudy, you've ran into some tough opponents over there at state and haven't been able to get past the second round of consolations. You know, has that been a motivating factor for you in the off season?
I don't know. I feel like once the season ended, I've been like, okay, let's get ready, let's get started, let's get this next season going. And but like also I have my next couple sports starting up, so it's been focusing on those and then trying to get in the room as much as possible between those so I can be prepared for this upcoming season.
Well, we talked with Coach about the team's goal to win a trophy. Elise, you know, what would that mean to you if you could finish your career with a team trophy as well?
It would mean a lot. I mean, our team is really close. We, if we can bring that home, that would be great. And as a just starting the program too, like, definitely make some noise.
And Trudy, you know, from what you've seen this season, do you think the team is capable of doing that?
100%.
Well, before I let you go, girls, I just wanted to ask you about your future plans. Elise, you know, would you like to wrestle in college or do you have other plans?
Right now, I'm not looking anywhere. We'll see how that goes. I mean, it's really up in the air right now.
So. Sure. And Trudy, I know you're only a junior, but have you thought about, you know, going on to under wrestle in college?
I do plan to try and wrestle in college, but it's still the fact that girls wrestling is a growing sport, and I hope to see more programs being developed in between my years before I go.
Sure. Well, hey, girls, thanks a lot for coming today. I appreciate it, and good luck the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We're constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in today. We had a real Rhonda Dix, followed by Ankeny Girls Wrestling Coach Dustin Rowland, and two of his top performers, Elise Engebretson and Trudy Haig. I appreciate the time from all of those folks on this holiday week, and I want to wish all of our listeners and readers a happy Thanksgiving. Hope you all enjoy the holiday weekend, and come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.